guys. I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. And she's the emotional one.
Is it Bruce Dickinson?
Man, why? I mean, like, you didn't even read the list. You're like, Heather.
Hey, guys, I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
What I need you to understand is that you have lost all credibility when we get to the cutting stage.
Why?
Kenny Chesney was your second pick.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
My picks are great. And if you don't believe it, just ask me. I won't argue with you because I'm mature.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast. And we welcome you back to the Music List Podcast. And I'm Ben. With me are my sisters, Heather and Beth. We are doing our annual Misheard Lyrics episode.
Yes.
And so this is the third one. We've been at this now that we're into our third year. That is crazy.
Volume 3.
Crazy. Doesn't seem like it's been that long.
No.
But this is our third Misheard, and we only do one a year, so that's how I know this is we're into our third.
Wow.
That's that common core math. I can figure that out. So we do this one a little differently. Normally the way we do this, if you are not new to the podcast, but maybe you're new-ish, and so you don't have heard, you have not heard the other two Misheard Lyrics. Normally what we do is we all draft three songs, gives a total of nine, then we cut four to get to five, and then we rank them 1 through 5. And there's a lot of arguing and bickering. This is a little different. We all draft five, and we still make a top five, I think.
Yeah.
Right? And we rank them.
Oh, no.
No, I think we just.
We just do them.
Yeah, I think we just do them.
We tried that the first time, but then we just were like, I just put them on.
Oh, they're all funny.
No, they're all on the list. Yeah. So, okay. But no, I'm pretty sure we.
That's why we draft five instead of three, because we don't have the. We have more time, because we don't rank them.
Okay.
This is only our third one, guys. Yeah. Just, we haven't gotten it down yet.
Yeah.
I don't think we rank them.
We're going to have 15 Misheard Lyrics.
Yeah.
Or more, because, spoiler alert, some of them might have more than one Misheard Lyric.
Okay.
Ooh. You might get a twofer or a threefer.
Threefer?
Oh, no.
So we'll have a number of Misheard Lyrics by the end of it. And normally, they're pretty funny. Now, one time, didn't we do one that wasn't funny?
We've probably done a couple that were a little bit of a dull.
Like, it was a little dark, maybe, even.
Oh, yeah, that was you.
You had one.
That was you. You had the
Black Sabbath.
The Black Sabbath one that was like, hey, it was
paranoid.
Maybe telling people
some people thought it was to end your life.
Yes.
But what he was saying, air quotes, was to enjoy your life, not to end your life.
Yeah, that one was dark.
And unfortunately, there were no lyrics with the album. So.
Yeah. Well, he put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Yeah.
And so it
messed
it up.
I believe we're starting with Beth, and then we're going round robin, and then I'll go second, Heather third, and then we'll start the next round with Beth. We don't have to snake draft because we have run all of these by Sean, and we do not have duplicate lyrics, so we don't have to worry about snake drafting. So Beth will draft first every single round.
Cool. You ready?
I guess. Let's get started.
Okay, Ben, you love what band that you talk about all the time on this podcast?
Well, I'm Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's the one. The very one. So this one came from when Mark and I were still living in town, and I played bunco with a lot of church ladies. And one day we got on the topic somehow of the song Love Roller Coaster. And one of the members of the group thought he was saying, Mama Costa of love. It doesn't make any sense. But now I can't hear this song without it being, it's Mama Costa. We can listen to it. But my Makusta is loving. It's giving love.
Okay. Huh.
Yep. And now when you hear it with like good audio, it's like clearly not. And it's also the name of the song.
Right.
So I don't really know how she got that long. But I've done the same, I guess, with some other songs. I've been like, that's the title of the song, and you got it wrong. How did you do it? But now I can't hear the song without it being my Makusta. And I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out who said that.
It was Stephanie.
Oh.
And LaShonda and I were, like, on the floor. Because we just came
again.
Over and over.
I don't know though if you're listening for it.
Yeah.
Mama Kusta.
It almost sounds like Ma Mi Gusta, like Mom.
Oh,
I
like it. Yeah. And we've done some Spanish on misheard lyrics here a couple of times. You had the Beck one, and then and then there was another one. It was last time you had some Spanish in something. So really, you get tripped up being with
it's all that Spanish quote.
Yeah,
because I had to take Spanish so many times to pass it.
Yep,
Mama Kusta.
Oh, so that's a different one, not my Makusta.
Oh, Mama.
It was my
Makusta.
You misheard lyric.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
The nonsensical misheard lyric, my Makusta.
My Makusta.
Not your Makusta, but my.
Yeah, okay. You say it enough, it starts to
it makes
sound
sense.
Like a, you know, euphemism.
Oh.
For things.
You know, they would be one to do it.
They would.
They would say that, I'm sure.
All right. Good start. So it's
coming
my turn.
Coming out the gate.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
So most people, if you look at his if you look at his Wikipedia, and I'm talking about the reggae phenom. Ani Kamoze.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Not to be confused.
Most people
with Bob Marley.
If you look at his Wikipedia, it will say that he's from Jamaica, but nay. He's from Ireland.
What?
He's from Ireland.
Okay.
How do I know? Because his lyrics say so.
Oh.
Here comes the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster, is what most people think he says. But really, if you listen closely, what he's saying is, here comes the hot stepper. I'm the leprechaun gangster.
I'm the lyrical gangster. Take an emergency number.
If we can go back and listen to it again. I'm the leprechaun gangster.
Caught to fit. It's me. Fit to cut. Shit. Come juggle with me.
Start it over, Dunkle.
I'm the lyrical gangster.
Gangster.
He's the leprechaun gangster.
He must be that leprechaun that was in Alabama on the news. You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, they go for the harmony there. But yeah, I'm the leprechaun gangster.
All y'all who seen the leprechaun say hey.
So don't let his bio fool you. Jamaican, no.
Yeah.
He's from
leprechaun gangster. Are all leprechauns kind of gangster though? Kind of.
all the ones I've seen in the movies are.
Yeah. In the Leprechaun movies?
Yep.
We might need to tag that time and edit. Take out the wordy nerd that slipped through the cracks. Well, it was little like a leprechaun and it snuck
through. Yeah, it was just.
Oh my gosh, is it my turn?
It is, in fact.
Okay. I really can't stand Phil Collins, but so I'll just get that out there. But so he does like to weave a tale of suspense. And so in this particular song, when he was in Genesis, this is what I hear. She sees the hat. And is she going to touch it? So let's find out. Isn't that what you hear?
Oh.
The internet says she seems to have an invisible touch. Yeah.
Well, that makes less sense.
I agree.
You're mixing senses.
It's in a season.
Is he gonna touch it?
Did she touch the hat? That's what I want to know. I gotta know.
He only knows her name.
She got a hold of your heart. But does she have a hold of the hat?
You don't know.
Man, I actually hear the misheard lyric a lot better than I hear the real lyric.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard for me to get invisible out of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got visions of people driving down the road. Here it comes again.
It's mysterious.
It is mysterious.
Yes. I think you're right. I think that's really what the lyric is.
That's not a misheard lyric at all.
That's the lyric. That's the
mystery song.
Well, no, now the mystery is, did she touch the hat?
I know. And I can't tell from the context of the rest of the song.
Well, by the end, it's just,
Then she must have.
And maybe. Here comes again.
You know, but wait a minute. There's
and is he
going to
touch it?
There's
yeah.
two people here.
She sees the hat.
But is he going to touch
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a layered mystery.
Oh.
It's the enigma wrapped up in the riddle, or the riddle wrapped up in the enigma.
Shrouded in doubt.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
There you go.
Multiple players in this Scooby-Doo episode.
Jinkies. So, all right.
That's a good one.
But now, like, what kind of hat is it?
Yeah. I know. Well, is it her hat? She sees the hat. Is he going to touch it? Whose hat is it? Maybe there's a third person.
We need a sequel.
No, we don't.
Maybe the answer. What's the one with the... I can't think of the song. The boob drum.
In the air tonight?
In the air tonight. Maybe yeah. that is... Is there anything that could tell us?
I don't know.
Song? Yeah, maybe he's playing the long game with this story.
Oh, maybe he's the one.
Oh,
and he can feel it because he touched it.
So he's speaking in third person.
Mystery solved.
Boom! Ring the bell. Next. Okay.
Well, I'm glad I did my work today.
That was good,
Inspector Clouseau.
So my second song, 1999. Now, keep in mind, audio has improved a lot on your listening device.
Did you say 99 or 89?
99.
99.
since 1999, the things we're listening on, the devices, and the audio we're hearing has improved. So now, when I hear this, that what's supposed to be the lyric, I can see that maybe I would, you know, it's not quite such an obvious misheard lyric. But this is one of mine from many, many years. Since 1999, I have been singing From Every Morning by Sugar Ray.
Mm.
Oh.
Shake It to Him, Baby. Don't say a word.
Shake it to them, baby.
Yeah.
Shut the door.
Yeah. So Heather clearly knows the actual. Shake it to him, baby. See? I don't know. So that's what I thought he said. It doesn't make sense. But why is she shutting the door anyway, either?
Well,
he's trying to borrow the bed, right?
What?
I don't know. He said something about.
Are you referring to the? I'll see if I can use it for the weekend or a one night stand. Is that? What you, can I borrow your wait, your bed? Is that
misunderstood lyrics?
Yeah. I was nine, and I haven't really listened to the content since then.
I know it's not mine, but I see it.
You know you wanted to do it again. So.
Yeah. Shake it to him, baby. Shake it to him, baby. I don't know what happens from there. But, okay. So I guess I misunderstood more than just the lyric. Okay. So, yeah.
That's great. My turn?
Yeah.
My turn? Okay. So this one is for my daughter, Annie, who loves Taylor Swift. So I'm going to add a little Taylor Swift to the mix. And I don't know about all ducks, but if you listen carefully, the duck in reference in this song is vegan to the point that she repeats it over and over again. The duck is vegan. The duck is vegan. Some ducks eat on small fish.
Not this duck.
Okay.
No.
This duck's going to stick with the seaweed.
Have you seen duck teeth?
What?
I've seen duck tails.
No. Have you seen teeth on a duck? Ducks have teeth.
Now, wait a minute. We did 80s theme songs. When was the DuckTales?
Oh, that would have been. Was that?
That might have been 90s.
Old. Wasn't it old?
DuckTales. Woo.
I don't know.
Might have missed one. Might have missed one.
But anyway, duck teeth are scary.
Are ducks vegan?
I don't think so.
I think they're.
Are ducks carnivorous?
I think they're omnivores. They eat fish.
Because they got those teeth. I'm telling y'all, Google duck teeth.
Ducks eat a wide variety of wild foods, including seeds, fish, aquatic plants, and invertebrates. They eat snails and insects found in the water. So they're omnivorous.
Okay.
But now I want to look up. I did not know
they had teeth.
Duck teeth.
Sam?
Yeah.
It's something of a horror film.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You tear you up.
Nuh-uh.
Look at that.
Oh, God. That's horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That duck has some, I mean, like, depending on the species of duck, they've got some pretty gnarly teeth there.
Mm-hmm.
That duck is not vegan.
Not vegan, I bet not.
Not that one.
eating these chickpeas out here.
That's funny that you had a Taylor Swift lyric, because I'm going to come right in behind.
Oh, really?
So Annie will be
super
excited.
Wow.
I mean, as we know, unless you've been living under a rock, you know that Taylor's boyfriend is named Travis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that was after she made the Midnights album. And her boyfriend is actually named Connor.
Connor. Connor is a cat. Taylor. Spider boy.
Yeah, so.
What'd you say? He's a cat?
Yeah. That's an interesting clean version.
Yeah.
It's fine. I could have just bleeped it, but yeah.
So, yeah.
Huh.
Connor is my boyfriend.
Connor is a cat.
Mm-hmm.
What's the real lyric?
Karma.
Karma.
Karma is my boyfriend, not Connor.
Not Connor.
You're not,
did you really think it said Connor?
No, I didn't, but I mean, I was like, but
what could it be? Yeah.
But Karma's not a cat. So is that another misheard lyric?
No, it's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Karma is a cat. That's the real
karma
lyric.
Karma is a cat sitting in my lap.
Because it loves me.
Something, yeah. Like karma, she's saying she has good karma. And then she's like, aren't you envious that for you, karma is a bad thing? Karma is not good.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I whiffed on that meaning.
Well, you're with Taylor Swift, me with Sugar Ray.
Yeah.
We're all learning things today, I suppose.
I didn't understand that it was a metaphor.
Oh, yeah. The whole...
I mean, I did. I mean, I understood that when it was karma is my boyfriend, I understood that was a metaphor.
Karma is a god.
Karma is
the breeze in my hair.
Karma is a... But I was trying to figure out the metaphor.
Yeah.
But it was a cat in my lap.
Yes.
Which is...
Purring because
there's he loves me. There's context around the cat
yeah.
mm-hmm.
that I didn't catch.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fantastic.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep up talking about animals.
Oh, I thought we had another Taylor Swift, and I thought, woo.
No. But this is a recent release, and this is a misheard lyric by my friend Cliff. Uncle Cliffy from the Tableside at 16th Street All podcast right. put me onto this one. Now, this is one of those where you would, the title of the song is Cardinal. And so, you know, the lore around cardinals, right, is that they're your loved ones, come back to send, like, give you a nod of, like, I'm still watching, I'm around, or whatever. And so she's talking about she sees a cardinal, and the cardinal is watching out for her. But for Cliff, it's not a cardinal. It's a garden gnome.
Which is significantly more creepy.
It is much more creepy. But we can listen to it.
Yeah.
After I lost a friend without warning, words unsaid, scarlet red,
like blood.
Cardinal, are you bringing me a message from the other side? Cardinal, are you telling me
I'm not at all sure that's not what it's saying.
Yeah.
What would be great is if somebody believed that it was a garden gnome and you knew that.
Yeah.
If you moved it in their garden every day.
Yes. You could do some psychological damage with that. Yeah. It's almost like an elf on the shelf.
Yeah.
For your for your loved one that's passed. Yeah. Gnome in the home. Garden gnome.
Ooh. I think we have a marketing.
Yes.
The gnome in the home.
The gnome in the home for, but oh,
it's like year round.
Listen, hear me out. We know we're morbid here, right? Make it an urn for your ashes of your loved one. And then it gets moved around the house because it's watching you.
It's an urn in the shape of a gnome.
Yes. Like a piggy bank.
So you take the hat off.
Yes.
And then you pour the ashes in the in the gnome body urn.
Yeah, or just one of those little plastic plugs in the bottom. You just plug it up. Then you don't worry about the head falling off and spilling your
Aunt Judy out everywhere.
I bet there is. We could do it. $1 million idea found right here.
All right. We're going to the Shark Tank.
I like it.
I don't see Cuban getting onto that.
Probably not. I bet the, what's the bald guy? He'd go for that.
Damon? John?
No, the old white guy.
Oh, I don't know.
Mr. Fantastic, Wonderful?
Mr. Wonderful?
Yeah, Mr. Wonderful. We could, Lori could get it on QVC.
Yep.
Some old folks, they know a lot of people dying watching QVC.
Yep.
That's our place. We got it. All right, transition from that, Ben.
I got nothing. I got nothing other than to say that I always, I don't know a lot about Shakira.
Ooh. Well, you know.
But she's mean.
Is she?
Really?
She is a horrible person.
Tell me more.
Because just the insults that she sends her way to her men in her life. For example, do you know the song Underneath Your Clothes?
Yes, I love that song. That's a great song. I love Shakira.
She says,
no apologies.
Underneath your clothes, there's an endless story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is awful. There's the man I chose. There's my
He can't even say it.
Oh my god.
I'm crying because it's sad. Underneath your clothes, there's an endless story. There's the man I chose. There's my Teletubby.
Which one?
Just listen. Calling a man a Teletubby. To make yourself better. Is that her way of saying you need to hit the gym?
unless it's inky winky.
I just think that's not a kind thing to say. Now, if you read the lyrics, it says, there's my territory.
Yeah.
But it sure sounds like Teletubby to me.
Yeah.
Well.
It's definitely inky.
That's weird.
It's inky winky for sure.
But we're going to get it a little bit weirder.
Oh, we're getting weirder?
I mean, you know.
Let's get weird.
You know, people make strange requests of the people they know. It's
been known to happen.
Yeah.
And some things you just don't want to do yourself. So you may want to ask someone else do it.
Oh, boy.
Especially, like, you know, if you have, let's say you have a large pet, like a dinosaur. It's probably very difficult and expensive if you need to shave
your
hairy dinosaur. So this person is asking, could you shave my hairy dinosaur for free? Because
what? Looking for a deal.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, hit it. It does say for me.
Yeah.
Ooh, but can you shave my hairy dinosaur?
Which is odd the dinosaur is hairy.
Yes, yeah, so I'm trying to think of what,
I don't know.
What species of dinosaur. I mean, they were reptiles. So.
And extinct. which is another fundamental issue.
I mean, I'm trying to think, you know, like. But that's not a mammoth.
So what are the supposed real lyrics?
Can you save my heavy, dirty soul?
Oh.
Really? Can we hear that again? Can you?
Who is this?
21 Pilots.
Oh. Oh, that.
Can you save my heavy, dirty soul? My what soul?
Heavy, dirty soul.
Heavy, dirty soul. Suspect.
Yeah. It does clearly say me, but some person thought it said free.
Oh, for free.
For free. But I can hear me.
But can you say shave my hairy dinosaur for me?
which that could turn into a completely different conversation if you...
Is dinosaur metaphorical.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
We've had some chats about metaphors today.
I mean, that changes the whole song up.
But what? You know what?
Yeah, oh, nope.
The Crackosaurus.
That was not what I was thinking. Because depending, I'm thinking the not inky winky. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are lots of euphemisms for.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go any further than that.
I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead, right?
I would just.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry. I can see it. I couldn't stop it. But as soon as I started to say it, and I was like, well,
yeah,
that's about time.
Anyway.
Well, it's my turn. So we're going to keep talking about animals. But also weather.
But also
large animals.
This is it's very science related.
Yes. So imagine.
Dragons.
You are. No. picture it. You are in the ocean. A storm is a brewing. A thunderstorm, if you will. Mm-hmm. And you have been struck.
Thunderstruck.
You have been thunderstruck. And what would be really bad... I mean, being in the ocean in a storm is scary enough. But what happens when I was caught in the middle of a whale attack?
In a thunderstorm.
Uh-huh.
In the ocean.
Yep.
Whale attack.
You can hear that.
No.
it. Where are you going to go? Is what I thought the lyric was.
No.
You really thought it was a whale attack?
Well, I just listened to it. I don't listen to it with the lyrics. Like, but then Spotify was like, in the middle of a railroad track. And I'm like, why? Why are you caught there? Just walk. You're not stuck.
Oh, my God.
But in the ocean with a whale, you're done for, buddy.
My head hurt.
In the middle of a whale attack.
Yeah. Yeah. Like orca or.
Well, does it matter?
Well, maybe.
Actually, this is probably a biblical song. I bet they wrote this about Jonah.
Yeah, they were.
We'll use this at our next VBS.
Yes,
they were. They were well known for their Christianity. AC/DC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh my gosh! I just thought of something. Okay, go ahead. No, I just thought of. I'll get to it. Just
Okay. Okay, so we'll stick with an animal.
Ooh.
In a sense. Now, some of this. I legitimately got wrong. Some of it, it was so mumbled and jumbled, I could not. I knew that I was just not. It's Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, well, oh, yeah.
I mean.
And so, but like, I really did think at the end, he said, I'm a beetle. So, but it. It sounds to me like the whole line, after I read on some possibilities of what it could be, this is what I settled on. I'm a light on. I'm a vinyl. I'm a skittle. I'm a beetle. I'm a light on. I'm a vinyl. I'm a skittle. I'm a beetle.
Which actually makes as much sense.
I can hear it.
I mean, yeah.
All, each one of them. That's not even a threefer. That's a fourfer. A fofofo.
I'm a skittle. I'm a beetle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a skittle. I'm a beetle.
Yeah.
Now, according to Nirvana,
what do they know?
They believe the words, not that they would know, are a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido, which makes about as much sense as I'm a light on, I'm a vinyl, I'm a skittle, I'm a beetle.
Skittle.
Next time we do that in the band, I'm gonna sing those lyrics.
And nobody will know.
Nobody will know.
Nobody will know.
No.
I wonder what they're all singing out there when they sing along. I mean, like, can you imagine?
Probably something like that.
All the different.
No, there's. I mean, it's just a bunch of gobbledygook, and you know, it's like. It's like
85 years old.
Gobbledygook, but it's like. You know, Weird Al parodied this,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the marbles in my mouth because you can't understand what he's saying. So there's, I'm a light on, I'm a vinyl, I'm a skittle, I'm a beetle. Oh. Smells like Teen Spirit.
Okay, you know,
I'll allow it.
You can make more sense out of those, right? Because it smells like Teen Spirit. So I'm a light on. We're the future of the world. I'm a vinyl. We
Record.
Are the We are setting records. We are the current, move makers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a skittle. Taste the rainbow. Mm-hmm. We are diverse,
which reflects back to I'm a light because mm-hmm. light rainbow is a reflection light through a prism.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Beatle reflects back to vinyl. The Beatles made records.
Yep. We just cracked the case.
Cracked the case.
Dave.
Hey. Yep.
We know your game. Mm-hmm. We figured it out. Tag Dave Grohl.
Yep.
I'm just going to mention, we're going to mention Dave Grohl in every episode from now on.
Yeah.
And maybe if we annoy him enough, maybe he'll be like, guys, at least if he's like, hey, leave me alone.
Yeah.
He will be like, Dave Grohl, talk to us. Oh my God.
We just want to be friends with Dave Grohl.
Yeah, we just love him.
So the Swifties are mad at him.
Yes, they are.
I feel like he doesn't care.
I think that's probably true.
I think that's accurate.
So.
But I also saw where he was like cooking it like a food.
He just goes out and donates his time.
Yeah, and he's like apparently like world class.
Seems like a really cool dude, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a cool dude.
He totally seems like a cool dude, and mm-hmm. I want to be his best friend because I think he's super fun.
Dave, we figured out y'all's lyrics first of all.
Mm-hmm.
There's that. So.
You got an animal for us?
I don't, but I would like to. I would like to throw it back to our discussion that perhaps AC/DC is more biblical than we first thought. Mm. Now, there's much talk of the differences between Jews and Gentiles.
Oh no.
And there are guidelines.
We're not getting to snip snip, are we?
We are.
We're shaving the dinosaur.
No.
In this particular song.
Oh no.
She had me circumcised. Telling me no lies.
Oh.
So, I mean, you should level with anybody.
Yeah, that would be a surprise.
That you don't want to. Yeah, you need to just be upfront about that. Let's listen to it.
She was a fast machine. She kept the motor clean. She was a fast woman.
Okay.
She had the sightless eyes. Telling me no lies. Knocking me out for the
thighs. He's Scottish, so it might
somebody come, but I
was. Oh, my goodness. Anyway. You weren't supposed to play that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Anyway, so go back to that part. Let's listen. And don't play as long.
I'm leaving that joke on the shelf.
She had me circumcised.
What is he saying?
I don't really know, to be honest.
She had the.
I should have looked that up.
Everybody Google.
Yeah.
Pause that.
She had the sightless eyes.
See? I don't hear that either. But I will tell
you.
Anyway.
She had the sightless eyes.
She had the cycle size.
I mean,
it sounds like sanctified. Which is not a word.
Sanctified.
I will say this. A little bit unrelated. It's not related to the misheard lyric, but there is a performance. It is on the internet. I happen to see it live. Celine Dion performing this song. Now, I will warn you. You cannot unsee it. So view at your own risk, because it will make you want to bleach your brain after you watch it.
I love Celine. I think I
love Celine too. And, you know, I mean, she's one of those people that, you know.
Who thought that was a good idea?
You know, Celine, apparently, because she is committed. And she's doing like air guitar with her, mm-hmm. like, with her leg, you know, like, she's fully committed.
Better or worse than Fergie Sweet Child of Mine?
Oh, God. And it's in a different way.
Like cringy?
It's so cringy.
So the cringy, but not bad.
But technically, vocally. Not bad. I mean, it's not, you know, those people that say she could sing the phone book. And I would, no, she can't sing everything. It's not everything. She should not have done this. Okay. But she
did. I appreciate your candor.
I mean, and now knowing, you know, I mean, Celine, bless her.
Yeah.
She has.
And now that's out there and she can't even.
Stiff person syndrome. But,
well, that went dark.
It did. And the new documentary is quite sad, but also riveting. But you can't turn away. But once you see
it, you'd be surprised about the things I can turn away from.
You know, you've been warned.
Okay.
So,
I'll check
but
it
it's out.
Out
there. I think it was like at Divas Live or something, one of those VH1 award show or just, something. And I think then Anastasia, that. You remember Anastasia?
Like, who comes up with that she for comes her out to there. Sing?
Anastasia.
I don't know.
Anastasia, was she on, was she?
Who is that?
Wasn't she?
She was like a one hit wonder. Like, I don't know.
Was she not one of the ones that won American Idol?
That's Fantasia.
Fantasia's a Disney
it
movie.
It is that, but it is Fantasia that, Barrino yeah. is the singer you're thinking of.
Oh, and that's not Anastasia.
No.
Anastasia. Nah. Does she do the every time we touch?
I don't know. But she came out and she also performed this song, but like, Celine gets into this rock stance that is, I mean, it's a power stance. I'll give her that. But, and you know all the, like, the chest beating and stuff that she does? It's magnified by 1,000. And I was so busy watching that train wreck that I never listened to what she said. I mean, her enunciation is a lot better than Brian Johnson. So, anyway.
Okay.
She had me circumcised.
So, if you look at the Google about You Shook Me All Night Long.
Yeah.
It lists four genres or subgenres of music.
Okay.
Three of them I agree with. Rock. Yes. Hard rock. Yes. Classic rock. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween music.
I was shook.
I guess.
All night long.
Yep. Hmm. Huh. And also gospel.
Torah.
Yeah. What is that?
The first bris.
Oh, gosh.
Well, allow me to keep the religious themes going.
Oh, no. Boy.
Now, we know about manna from heaven.
Yeah.
The Lord provides.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And inflation is out here crazy right now. Right?
It is.
And there are necessities in this world. Underwear is one. And the great holiday film Elf gives us this picture of the Lord providing clean underwear.
So we have a misheard lyric from Elf?
From Elf, yeah.
Fantastic.
So let's hear it.
My favorite Christmas
movie. Every time it rains panties from heaven.
God can take Spanish from heaven. Heaven.
No. Every time it rains, Spanish from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains Spanish from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling
all over town. Be sure have your umbrella hanging.
Is up upside down.
Have your umbrella upside down so you can catch all the pennies.
Sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni.
If you want the thing you love, you must have a pizza, holy baby. And when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. He'll be pennies from heaven. For you and me.
For you and me.
Sam.
So the Lord Taylor's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't you know it's confidence? Every time it rains.
Anyway. So, it, yeah, and I feel like the panties from heaven are probably a lot better than Fruit of the Loom. The quality is probably
sure,
much
be.
Higher.
Gotta
when you
be.
Get your new body, you get your new underwear up there.
Gotta be.
And God's just like cloud of panties by day.
No chafing.
Uh-uh.
Just solid.
Yeah.
Panties.
Solid undergarment from heaven.
I mean, they'd have to be the best. Nothing but the best from the Lord.
Oh. That's so most of my holy underwear just has holes
yes.
in it. But
you trade
that's a different
those?
That's a different kind of holy uh-huh. underwear. Yeah.
Yep.
What are the real lyrics?
Pennies. Every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Oh.
Shooby dooby.
Those would hurt.
Yeah.
I would much
so
rather get hit by panties. If they're falling all the way from heaven, I would much prefer to get hit
I mean,
by
that's
panties.
Why, yeah, because from the Empire State Building, okay?
Yeah,
you.
That's true.
So imagine true. From heaven, that just go right through you.
Actually,
uh-oh.
I just watched this deal that max velocity for a penny from any height mm-hmm. would be 30 to 50 miles an hour. And while it would hurt, it would not cause death-related injuries to somebody.
If it hit you in the head, it wouldn't kill you?
Mm-mm. Nope.
How you test that?
Well, I mean, they just know how much damage, I guess, a penny would do going 30 to 50 miles an hour. It would hurt. But, I mean, think about it. Like, people get hit by baseballs at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And they just go to first base. You know?
Yeah.
And baseballs are much bigger and would do a lot more damage than a penny.
Yeah. I'd rather have panties. Those are like, those are really expensive. You bought panties lately?
I haven't. No. As it turns out.
You catch one of those sales, though. Like,
yeah, you know.
Five for 30 or something.
All right.
All right.
Me.
So this is we're going to stay for me within the grunge genre. It's Yellow Ledbetter by Pearl Jam. And it's the first couple of lines. We're going to have to dissect this. We may have to do this. We may have to go through this couple. The first thing he says, I believe to be. On the ceiling, on a Porsche. See if we can get that. On the ceiling of a Porsche, a very expensive car.
Yeah. On the ceiling, on a Porsche.
Okay, and glitter fair. I don't know what a glitter fair is, but on the ceiling of a Porsche, glitter fair. Then he says, landfill, I want to leave Bennigan's.
Yeah.
So, on the ceiling, on a Porsche glitter fair, landfill, I want to leave Bennigan's.
On the ceiling, on a Porsche glitter fair.
Landfill, I want to leave Bennigan's. Now, I think there's still a Bennigan's, I believe, in Texarkana. And I will say, this. If you want a good carrot cake, you don't want to leave Bennigan's. You want to stay and get the carrot cake. And they also have really good wings as appetizers. But you could absolutely make up lyrics to this entire song.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, man.
Well, that was a threefer.
That was.
It's actually. The lyric is supposed to be unsealed on a porch, a letter sat. Then you said, I want to leave it again. That's what they say. You want to listen to it? Unsealed on a porch, a letter sat. Then you said, I want to leave it again. Unsealed on a porch, a letter sat. But he says unsealed.
Unsealed.
Unsealed. But it's. It's on the ceiling on a Porsche glitter fair
glitter
landfill.
Fair.
I want to leave Bennigan's. The problem is, like, there are no consonants in what he says.
Yeah.
No.
So why would you leave the letter unsealed? And why would you leave it? And leave it again, which means you left it already once. I want it. When I get mail that's sent to me, I want to unseal it.
Unseal
it. But if you unseal it, why you leave? Like, you should take it with you.
Maybe she read it.
No, it's unsealed. How do you read it if it's
no sealed? Would be
sealed. You couldn't
would be
read
unopened.
It.
Unsealed.
Unsealed.
So unsealed. She opened
it. Unsealed means not sealed.
Right. So she opened it, or whoever has opened it.
Okay.
And then they went to.
It really ticked her off.
Yeah. So
she sat it down
again.
Mm-hmm.
So she read it more than once.
Mm-hmm.
On the porch.
This is not Pearl Jam's first foray into the misheard lyrics.
No.
Heather actually had one on the last episode.
And it shan't be the last.
No, I'm sure it's not.
I'm pretty sure. Heather, this is the last one. Make it a banger.
I wish you had
not. Oh, no.
This would be a good time to turn off this podcast. Oh, I really wish you hadn't said that. Okay, so consent. It's important, right?
Yeah.
Dare I say necessary?
Yeah, right. Yeah, so, I guess the best policy when you are discussing the matter of consent is to just be direct and to find out what options are in play there, right? So, at the beginning of this song, in the pre-chorus, he says, this seemed like a really funny thing at first, and now I have to say whatever. Would you do it in your butt?
Oh, I know what this one is.
And then later, he's a little more direct. let me do it in your body.
not even a please?
Yeah,
not,
right? No. I mean, see what you think.
Time are we at?
Oh, it sounds. It does still sound like saying, would you not let me? But anyway, there it is.
That's the one we're in on, folks.
I mean, it doesn't say what.
What it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's probably that same thing that Meatloaf wouldn't do.
I won't do that. anyway.
Well.
Some people think that it's saying, what you doing?
What you doing in the butt?
You may just be like,
I mean, that,
you know, I don't know. Somebody may just be like,
what you doing in there?
You know, like you got a wedgie or something.
So the correct lyric is what you doing on your back, right? Yeah,
right.
Which is also not,
yeah.
Barry.
This is why enunciation is important.
It is.
Because you might end
really
up
is.
On our Misheard Lyrics podcast. Artists out there.
Yeah. Oh.
What is it?
This says what you're doing on your bed on your back.
Oh.
Which is.
Yes.
What you doing on your bed, what you doing on your back. Like
this is what you're doing on your bed on. What you're doing on your bed on your back?
Because what he is saying is, like I think it was like a call for people that were not leaving the house to go disco.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying you shouldn't be in your bed; you should be on the dance floor.
Okay, can you play that again?
But you should be dancing, yeah.
But then he talks. But the verses make it sound like
she's juicy and she's trouble.
She's juicy? Ooh.
My woman keeps me warm. Okay, now. What you doing on your bed on your back?
But it sounds like he was not dancing.
Right.
Sounds like something else.
Yeah.
Juicy again?
Yeah.
Gives it to me good?
Yep.
Now, come on. Come on. Y'all got me once with Every Morning by Sugar Ray, but you ain't get me with this one.
Yeah.
I'm older.
My baby
and wiser.
Moves at midnight, goes right on till the dawn. My woman takes me higher, my woman keeps me warm. What you doing on your bed, on your back? This is a little, I mean, that's just as direct. Well, maybe not as direct. but
it's as direct. It's just not as vulgar.
I don't know. Australians, that's a different.
It's a culture.
Yeah.
It's a culture difference.
Yeah.
Down under.
Oh, dear.
And on that note, folks,
maybe
we should wrap it up.
Well, that's what they're from the land down under. Where that's
maybe. I did not.
You did.
Oh, no. There's. Sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Let's, I'm afraid to say any more thing because it might turn into another euphemism. Yeah.
So, hey, we want to thank everybody for listening. And if you enjoyed the episode, whatever platform you're on, give us a like, give us a review, whatever, a positive thing would be great. Be a lot better than a negative one, that's for sure. Yeah.
Don't do that.
If you have any misheard lyrics, let us know. You can let us know on our social media platforms. We're on X. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Sort of on TikTok. We have an email address, themusiclistpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know if there are some music misheard lyrics that you might want us to listen to for next year's episode. We'll get a head start on it. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Joining us on the Music List podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
She almost had it.